This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
Today's special counsel, Robert Hur, the man who investigated Biden's handling of classified documents and called him a well-meaning man with a poor memory, testified before Congress. Democrats were like, well, that 5 days of momentum from the State of the Union was fun while it lasted. That went fast.
Ah, that crazy old codger got 5 days of momentum from the State of the Union address, screaming angrily and incoherently like a mental case. They love that. He was all doped up on amphetamines or what is that, Adderall? Not just the Prevagen. Usually overdoses on Prevagen. Had a lot more going on for the State of the Union. Had to break into Hunter's stash to get that jacked up. Screaming and yelling. Speaker of the House sitting behind him, shaking his head, rolling his eyes. What's wrong with this boy? Honestly, somebody get the hook. But, you know, when you're a Democrat, you have all these resources available to you, late night TV and Saturday Night Live and The View and the propaganda network of the Democrat Party. Chairman Mao would kill 10 or 20 million people for a propaganda network like this. Extraordinary times. Yes, sir. Well, yesterday we had the Robert Hur hearing. We were sharing elements of the Robert Hur hearing, the special counsel investigating Joe Biden, the classified documents. And he testified on Capitol Hill yesterday. And, you know, it's a tough world out there. So his reviews are somewhat mixed. And I wasn't able to watch the whole thing because I, you know, I work a lot. But I watched a bunch of it. And then I played catch up later on. And I got to say, Robert Hur came off like a really solid citizen. And they attacked him, and they had Hank Johnson. Hank Johnson might have, you know, he's the island flip over, imagine a world without balloons, member of Congress that Democrats keep sending back to Washington, out of Georgia, a disgrace to the state of Georgia. And amazing stuff. Yeah, so we'll get some of that, because island flipping over guy, amazing stuff. We've got that. And Fang Fang's boyfriend was there, too. And he said some really outrageous stuff, because they're so demented, the Democrat Party. First of all, keeping in mind that the Democratic Party isn't, they just get crazier and crazier. They're completely out of control, these people. Can I call them people? Is that fair to call them people? I'm not entirely sure, but it was something. The Robert Hur, and Robert Hur is experiencing some ire from the Republican side of the aisle as well. But overall, I'd say he came off as a solid citizen, a real person there. Oh, you're a member of the Federalist Society. Well, no, I'm not. You exonerated your report, and you exonerated Joe Biden in this. No, that actually it didn't. That's not what it said at all. And they kept using the word exonerated because they lie like rugs in downtown Amman, Jordan. These people, boy, do they lie. This is the biggest pack of liars that even Washington, D.C. has ever seen before. And the Democrat Party, if you're a Democrat voter, there is something wrong with you, something terribly wrong. What is the matter with you and your political party? Completely berserk. Let me just start with that. But there's a lot to talk about out of the Robert Hur hearing from yesterday. Democrats, Hank Johnson, World Without Balloons, and Fang Fang's boyfriend, Eric Swalwell, who is, I believe, a Chinese intelligence agency operative in the Democrat Party in the House of Representatives. And I think I would have asked him if I were Robert Herr when he asked his idiotic question yesterday. Said, "Well, I don't know. Are you still banging Fang Fang? What's up with that?" Because he should have to answer to that every day. Actually, if you had a years long affair with a Chinese intelligence operative who is hilariously named Fang Fang, then I think that every time your name comes up, every time a Republican engages with you, you should be asked about your long-lasting sexual affair with a Chinese intelligence operative, a honeypot named Fang Fang. That's what I'm thinking. But that's not the only thing that happened yesterday either. Now, the news media, they're of course, doing the usual news media thing. They're lying and they're covering up for the Democrat Party because, a collection of liars, the likes of which Joseph Goebbels could only have dreamt of, has populated our fourth estate, as we used to call it. And the news media, even overseas, eight things we've learnt. In England, they say learnt instead of learned. Learnt about Joe Biden during interviews over handling of classified documents. And there were a number of things that we learnt. First of all, he's a better archer than Robin Hood. Honestly, he can fire an arrow 100 yards. 100 yards. Michael, are you an archer? You're not an archer? Because firing an arrow, Longshanks troops couldn't fire arrows 100 yards. Amazing stuff. But Joe Biden can, and he put it right in the center of their target. That's when he was marauding with the Mongolians. Apparently, a Mongoloid? Is that what he is? He was in Mongolia, and they gave him a bow and arrow, and it turns out that Errol Flynn's got nothing on him because he can fire an arrow 100 yards. I think that'd be quite a challenge, especially for Joe Biden. Was it a compound bow? I don't know. But he said he can fire 100, and he hit it right in the middle of the target. That was a ridiculous lie, of course. But he is, ridiculous liar. And his brain is so broken and addled that I still believe the Democrats are going to have to dump him and get rid of him. They've got dirty tricks up their sleeves all over the place. But I think that Joe Biden still has to go. And I believe that Hank Johnson should replace him. I think that President Hank Johnson is in the pipeline for the Democrats. They already proved they could get Joe Biden, a sock puppet, elected to the White House from his basement. And they got John Fetterman elected. He's a member of the Adams family, against a TV star, world-renowned thoracic surgeon, a professor of heart surgery, and a TV star and a friend of Oprah's. And they got this monster from a horror movie elected to the Senate. And they got Joe Biden elected. So surely they can get Hank Johnson, who's afraid that the island of Guam, was it Guam, might flip over if we put too many Marines on it. Because he has the IQ of, I'll just say a lump of coal. Try to keep it clean. Amazing stuff. But Hank Johnson was there yesterday representing the Democrat Party. And boy, there's a lot to say about that. So we've got the Hank Johnson and he's not, and Eric Swalwell moments and the Democrats. Well, you exonerated him. No, actually, I didn't. This report does not exonerate him. That's because you exonerated him. They lie like four-year-olds, not even five-year-olds. Five-year-olds wouldn't lie like the Democrats in Congress lie. Amazing stuff. Got their Chinese intelligence operative. Got Hank Johnson. Got, they got a lot of real pieces of work. Pramila Jayapal, who, honestly, I think she was wearing a suicide vest underneath her clothing there. Amazing stuff. And we have amazing stuff. Democrat cities, the reporting, after falsely accusing Robert Herr of mischaracterizing the interview with Joe Biden. Naturally, they attack. It's what the left does. When they're nailed, they just change the subject and attack. They never apologize. They never retreat. They just attack like North Koreans over the hill on Thanksgiving Day. They're a gang of fanatics, bayonets affixed, completely nuts. So we've got them, and lots of stuff from yesterday's hearing, and it's fun. Putin, Vlad the Impaler Putin, who the Democrats love, the Democrats are all Putinites. It's just an in-kind saber-rattling stuff. But speaking of saber-rattling, Putin warns the West, and the United States in particular, that Russia is ready for nuclear war. Or as Hank Johnson would say, nuclear war. He would say nuclear war because he doesn't know how to pronounce the word nuclear, as so many Democrats don't. And he says weapons exist in order to use them, talking about nuclear weapons. And Joe Biden will get us into World War V because he's very severely mentally impaired. And that came out yesterday quite clearly, the Democrats, and that means the news media too. They all lie about it and attack anybody that says anything that's true because our news media is that corrupt. Very third world news media, very corrupt news media. And they all sleep with each other and pass around their kids. Oh, speaking of passing around the kids, this is going to upset the Democrats because in England, where England is in Great Britain and the United Kingdom, and they have a National Health Service that is the envy of the Democrat Party and nobody else. But children in England will no longer receive puberty blockers. What's this? No more puberty blockers for children. And the Democrats are pounding the table with shovels and yelling, well, when are you supposed to give them puberty blockers? When they're adults? Because they like to sexually abuse children. They're the party of Harvey Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton and the internship program. And they're the party of transgender prostitutes twerking in your second grader's face in school because the Democrat Party is, let's face it, mentally ill. But now children in England no longer to get puberty blockers is going to infuriate Democrats in the United States because they love blocking the puberty of children, which is something that, you know, you would have been arrested for just a few years ago and thrown into the pits of hell in a prison where they'd nickname you Short Eyes and you'd have a really bad time. But now you're a mainstream Democrat when you say it's time to give puberty blockers to children to block their puberty. Completely nuts. But even in the UK, even in England, the National Health Service bans puberty blockers in England at clinics. So now they're going to have to come to the United States to Democrat households and crazy stuff. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wants $500,000, taxpayer dollars, because oyster reefs are racist. Got racist oyster reefs. Now, oysters don't really have big brains. Bigger than Hank Johnson, maybe, but not big brains. And amazing stuff. And she wants $3 million just for a study to see if a barge in New York should be moved. $3 million of, you know, how many Americans have to work their entire lifetimes to put $3 million into the kitty? And she wants $3 million just for a study so they can produce a report that will be ignored as to whether a barge in New York should be removed. Sounds like a very important question. Maybe somebody should make a decision. Maybe you should turn it over to Hank Johnson. What do you think of that? Speaking of Hank Johnson and Democrats and oyster reefs and millions of dollars to discuss whether you want to move a barge. Honestly, you should be in handcuffs if you propose that. That is that's some kind of a scam, and you shouldn't be allowed to roam free. But you remember Thoroughly Modern Millie, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under Joe Biden, who thinks that all men should be women and all women should be men. And then, you know, get them, girls. You know, we got to have transgender brigades rushing over the hill, being massacred by the Russians that Joe Biden will get us in a war with. Mark Milley, he's no longer the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, but now we got a new humdinger. But Mark Milley, Thoroughly Modern Milley, raking in Hillary cash. He's got Hillary cash, raking in big-time cash since leaving the U.S. military as the top-ranking military official in the United States of America. Mark Milley has Hillary Clinton's representatives. And now he's making tons of cash, and he's on the speaking circuit because he's got the same representatives that Hillary Clinton has. And that's all okay, raking in cash since leaving government in the private sector. And it's a pretty amazing story. Yes, sir, and you got Hillary, you got all this stuff. Amazing stuff. He was making $204,000 as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. But now it's time to rake in the big stuff. J.P. Morgan Chase is a senior advisor. This is, it's a great big circle fest in a hot tub. We live in a very corrupt country. And I joined the faculties at Princeton University and Georgetown University. And we know, you know, like, who's that racist anti-Semite at Harvard? Claudine Gay. She stepped down as president because she's a Jew hater, and she was forced to step down. And now she's only making about $900,000 as a professor of Everybody's a Racist Studies at Harvard. So here comes Thoroughly Modern Millie. He's at J.P. Morgan Chase. He's at Princeton University. He's at Georgetown University. And he has Hillary Clinton's representatives to get him speaking gigs and stuff. I assume that he'll be speaking in Russia to Putin's friends like Bill Clinton, where Bill Clinton got his biggest payday ever, I think $500,000 for a one-hour speech in Russia to Putin's pals. Amazing stuff. And The Intercept is reporting that while Thoroughly Modern Millie's speaking fees were not listed, other ex-government officials with the same representation like Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton routinely brought in hundreds of thousands of dollars per engagement. Sure, naturally. We live in a very corrupt country, a very corrupt city, Washington. Well, I do live in Washington, D.C. Amazing stuff. And Republican House member Ken Buck has announced he's leaving the House of Representatives next week. He's not even going to wait around for anything. Amazing stuff. The news media is so impressed. They think that any issue of Joe Biden's age has been shelved. And that's because of the HER report and, you know, the State of the Union address where he was screaming and yelling like a crazy person on cocaine and Adderall and Prevagen, of course. We are at 888-630-9625. Hey, it's Chris Plant, excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit chrisplantcruise.com.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Okay. Now there's a great deal of stuff. Great deal of stuff to talk about. But let's go. Lines all filling up at 888-630-9625. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Mike in Gainesville, Virginia. Michael, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Happy hump day, Chris Plant.
Hey, how are you? Thank you.
Just fine, thanks. You know, I was trying to watch the HER hearing yesterday, and it went off the rails right in the beginning when the first questioner asked Robert HER about the crime and volunteered that willful intent was somehow an element of the crime, and HER admitted or agreed that willful intent was part of the crime of mishandling classified documents. They both got that wrong. It seemed like it was scripted, and it just threw the rest of the hearing into this discussion about motivation for willful intent when that was never supposed to be the discussion. Whereas when Joe Biden was a senator, his only access to these classified documents was to go into a SCIF.
Right.
And there's a manager for a SCIF. It's an inventoried item. Somebody, the only way a SCIF works is if somebody checks to see if nothing gets taken out of the SCIF. So somebody dropped the ball every time Joe Biden went into a SCIF and walked out of there with a document that he never should have had outside the SCIF. It wouldn't have mattered if he went directly to his office, read the document, then put it in a burn bag and disposed of it. He still would have mishandled classified information by taking it out of the SCIF when he had no right to do so. So they missed the entire ball yesterday talking about things that weren't really the point of how you couldn't prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Joe Biden had broken the law by taking information out of a SCIF when he was a senator. All this other discussion about the book deal and talking to his ghostwriter are elements of another crime.
Yeah, and destroying evidence, by the way, is one of those crimes. Thank you, Michael.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100% you need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Now, I've got a bunch of Robert Hur, and oh, you've exonerated him, and the Democrats are all liars. Every one of them is almost a psychopath. You think it's fair to say almost a psychopath, or really they're just psychopaths? They're quite amazing. Speaking of Democrats and psychopaths, I've got a little side story for you right now. Fox 59, WTNH in Connecticut, the state of Connecticut. Naugatuck is the dateline. John Hinckley, who shot President Ronald Reagan in 1981 and a number of other people as well, is headed to Naugatuck, Connecticut to perform a concert. We've played John Hinckley's music for you before. He bangs an acoustic guitar and he's terrible, but Democrats sell out every venue that he says he's got, and they buy all his T-shirts because the Democrat Party is a bloodthirsty lot, a violent gang. The controversial musician, that's what is says on his business card now, John Hinckley, John W. Hinckley, controversial musician. The story says the controversial musician is set to perform at Hotel Huxley later this month. Hinckley said he's hoping people will give him a second chance. Which was your first chance? I'm not sure. And listen to his folk music. He said, listen to this. He's a space alien. He says, I want people to know I'm coming in peace.
We come in peace.
I stand for peace now, he says. I know I'm known for an act of violence, but I'm a completely different person than in 1981. Sure you are. Yeah. Hinckley was 25 years old and suffering from acute psychosis, like so many Democrats, when his gunshot wounded Reagan and three others on March 30th, 1981. Now, keeping in mind that Ronald Reagan was inaugurated, of course, on January 20th of 1981, his first term as president. So January 20th, he's inaugurated as president. March 30th, 1981, a Democrat shoots him in the chest with a gun at the Washington Hilton Hotel here in D.C. And that was quite a day. Now, I'll listen to this. I love this. Hinckley was 25, suffering from acute psychosis when his gunshots wounded Reagan and three other people March 30th, 1981, according to the Associated Press. I'm sorry, you got to cite the Associated Press on this. That's pretty ridiculous. The assassination attempt paralyzed Reagan, Press Secretary James Brady, who died in 2014, and Hinckley should have been charged with murder in 2014. A police officer, his name Thomas Delahanty, and Secret Service agent were also wounded. That was Tim McCarthy. Not included in the story, but I happen to know the names of the two law enforcement people shot that day, even if the people writing this story don't. After being found not guilty by reason of insanity in 1982, Hinckley, who also became obsessed with Jodie Foster, the actress from Taxi Driver, you know, at the time of the 1981 shooting, spent decades in a psychiatric hospital before his release in 2022. Now, that's John Hinckley, and the Democrats, they buy tickets for this because they're this far away. I'm holding my right index finger 1 inch over my right thumb from being Haitian cannibals. The Democrat Party is so demented, and they want to give puberty blockers to children. That is a very clear indication of a sick culture. One major political party wants to give puberty blockers to children on a large scale, mental cases. I haven't mentioned today is mailbag day, too. I've got my mailbag questions right here. Amazing stuff. Now, John Hinckley has an account on X. He hasn't been canceled. And he tweeted yesterday, I've got an update on the story, because this story I'm reading to you about his concert was from night before last. But yesterday, John Hinckley got onto X, and he hasn't been canceled. And he tweeted very sadly, "My concert in Connecticut has been postponed." Not canceled, postponed. It's been postponed. So Democrats are like, oh, good, still time for me to get tickets, because they're truly sick people, you know? They wear those Charles Manson T-shirts, and they love Lee Harvey Oswald. They're a demented bunch of people. Violent. The Democrat Party is a very violent party. They riot. They loot. They shoot a lot of people. Lots and lots of people are shot by Democrats. That's funny.
I come in peace.
He comes. John Hinckley comes in peace. That's you know, that's why I don't wish you any particular harm necessarily, but the fact that he's going around and a very, very bad guitar player, and he does a little bad singing too. Michael Piercy is a better singer than John Hinckley, and I've never heard Michael sing. So I sing all the time, but that's another thing altogether. All right, let's get to some audio here because it's pretty crazy. Let's go to Hur, Robert Hur himself, special counsel, Joe Biden, long investigation, Joe Biden classified documents. Joe Biden did keep classified documents that he was not legally entitled to keep, as Mike from Gainesville, Virginia, was saying a few minutes ago. Back to the time when he was a senator, right? He was stealing, and that's the right word, stealing classified documents from the U.S. Senate SCIF. Now, a SCIF is a room, generally, that you go into where you can view classified documents, and there are no cameras allowed, no phones allowed, nothing where you can reproduce or copy the classified documents that you're about to see, and they make sure that there are no telephones in there, there's nothing that could communicate with the outside world. It's a sensitive, compartmented information facility, and everything has to be an abbreviation or an acronym. This is an acronym, Sensitive Compartmented Information Facility, a SCIF. And the Senate has a SCIF, so senators like then-Senator Joe Biden, who had less hair then than he has now. We showed video of him on my Newsmax show last night from back then, and he had less hair then than he has now, which is pretty good. That's a pretty good trick. But Joe Biden stole classified documents when he was a senator from the Senate SCIF, and Democrats do this a lot. Remember Bill Clinton's lawyer who stole all the one-of-a-kind documents out of the National Archives, stuffed them into his underwear and his socks, and then destroyed them outside, having to do with the fact that Bill Clinton didn't kill Osama bin Laden before September 11th. Remember that? Sandy Bergler was his Bill Clinton's national security advisor. He stole all those documents from the National Archives and destroyed them. They were one-of-a-kind historical documents, and it was a cover-up, and Sandy Bergler, actual name Sandy Berger, but became well-known as Sandy Bergler after that. And he never got really in any trouble for that because Democrats are a gang of criminals, and they have criminal judges and criminal prosecutors that support the Democrat criminals. It's been going on for many years. Here is Robert Hur. He's a Republican. He's a registered Republican. And one communist, Democrat member of Congress, a criminal and a liar, was like, "Well, will you commit?" It was Eric Swalwell, who has had a longtime sexual affair with a Chinese spy sent here to recruit Democrat politics and politicians, rather. And she did that, the honeypot approach. But never mind that. We'll get to that. Joe Biden, as a senator years ago, was stealing, correct word, classified documents from the Senate's Sensitive Compartmented Information Facility, and he had them in one of seven different places that he had stashed classified documents, but no charges for him because he's too dim-witted. Turns out he's too. Here's Robert Hur yesterday in his opening statement.
"My assessment in the report about the relevance of the president's memory was necessary and accurate and fair. Most importantly, what I wrote is what I believe the evidence shows and what I expect jurors would perceive and believe. I did not sanitize my explanation, nor did I disparage the president unfairly.
We wouldn't want to disparage him unfairly. We wouldn't want to disparage. But, you know, he's coming in saying, I had to include this element about Joe Biden's memory being so faulty because it's the excuse that I'm using for not charging him with a crime or a series of crimes. And, you know, you got to keep in mind that Hillary Clinton ordered her staff, Raus, Raus. She always begins with Raus, Raus. She likes to speak in German to her staff and to her Belgian Malinois. But that's another discussion for another day. She doesn't really have a Belgian Malinois. But she ordered her staff to destroy 33,000 emails. And she lied to everybody that, oh, those emails were about Chelsea's wedding to the son of a convict who's a former Democrat member of Congress, and about her yoga class, because as you can see, she's fit as a fiddle and she's a master yogi. Nothing of the kind is true. And she had 33,000 emails destroyed. And the investigation found that there were lots and lots of classified documents in there. And she had no business keeping all these classified documents on her private server, which was completely unsecure and vulnerable to China and Russia and Iran and any blackmailer anywhere. But never mind that. And she wasn't charged. Joe Biden, boxes and boxes and boxes of unsecured classified documents stolen from when he's a senator. He had a right to see the classified documents in the skiff at the Senate, but not to leave the room with them, much less put them in boxes in your garage or your office or over a steakhouse and leave them there for years and years and years while your family's doing business with communist China is all fine. Not charged. Donald Trump takes classified documents. He's president, the only one of the three that has declassification authority, and he takes them to a location, Mar-a-Lago, which is secured by the Secret Service, unlike Joe Biden's garage and the office over the steakhouse in Washington and all that. And Donald Trump is charged by our justice system with crimes, and Joe Biden is not, and Hillary Clinton is not. And something stinks about that. Just amazing. And Robert Herr feels like he's got to explain himself. Now, let's go to Pramila Jayapal, who is an extremist and a radical, a racist and an anti-American, you know, mainstream Democrat member of the House of Representatives, no problem. Pramila Jayapal and Robert Herr.
Is it correct that, as it says in the first sentence of your executive summary, that your investigation concluded with an assessment that, quote, no criminal charges are warranted in this matter?
Correct.
So this lengthy, expensive, and independent investigation resulted in a complete exoneration of President Joe Biden.
No criminal charges are warranted, because he then goes on to explain, because his brain is so broken that he's up to the task of being a Democrat president, but no jury, certainly in Washington, D.C., which is filled with communists that would convict Jesus Christ and let Satan go, typical D.C. jury, no criminal charges are warranted. But then he went on to explain, and the liar, the fraud, the criminal liar, Pramila Jayapal, anti-American, racist, anti-Semite, she lied. Well, the first sentence, well, yeah, but it's, you know, I got hundreds of pages long. So the first sentence is not, you know, it's not a fortune cookie, lady. It's an exhaustive report. Robert Herr responded.
I need to go back and make sure that I take note of a word that you used, exoneration. That
Mr.
is not a word
Herr,
that
I'm going to continue with my questions.
That's not part of my task as
I'm going to continue with my questions. I know that the term
that I ultimately reached
was
whether
term,
sufficient evidence existed such that the likely
you
outcome
you exonerated
a conviction.
Him. I know
I
that the term willful
that
retention has a Mr. Herr, it's my time.
She doesn't want an answer. She, like the communist that she is, like the Putinite that she is, the Stalinist that she is, she's just going to steamroll the man who's there to testify, that we're all there gathered to hear from him today. But this communist, Pramila Jayapal, no, exonerate, and he's explaining quite eloquently because he's much, much more intelligent than she is and much more articulate than she is. And much more truthful than she is. And that's why she has to prevent him from completing a sentence. because she doesn't seek the truth. She seeks a criminal cover-up, and she's engaged in a criminal conspiracy with her fellow Democrats on the committee. Let's go to Congressman Kevin Kiley. Who has to explain, no, this is not exoneration. It's nothing of the kind. They found that he's mentally deficient, and therefore no jury would convict the pitiful sad sack of a president.
Today, the ranking member started his opening statement by saying Mr. Herr completely exonerated President Biden and called your report a total and complete exoneration. Mr. Herr, did you completely exonerate President Biden?
That is not what my report does.
Was your report a total and complete exoneration?
That is not what the report says.
So the statement by the ranking member was incorrect, yes?
As I said, the report is not an exoneration. That word does not appear in my report.
And he's, again, you got to keep fighting the Democrats.
And you also note that the president described his predecessor's handling of classified materials as totally irresponsible. And your report concludes that Mr. Biden's emphatic and unqualified conclusion that keeping marked classified documents unsecured in one's home is totally irresponsible applies equally to his own decision. Is that correct?
That language does appear in the report.
That language does appear in the report. The Democrats, if they're breathing, they're lying. They don't even have to be speaking. When Premila Jayapal is sitting by herself in the back of a limousine, not saying anything, she's lying. Even in silence, she lies. Amazing people, these people. Can you say these people? Kevin Kiley, doing yeoman's work there. You know, on the side of truth, justice, and the American way, unlike the Democrats, because they are not on our side. No, they're not. Mm-mm-mm. California House member Kevin Kiley. All right, I've got a lot more to get to you from the hearing yesterday. Robert Herr and crazy Democrats and at least, you know, mostly rational Republicans. You set the bar pretty low in Washington these days. But right now, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Phil calling from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Philip, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Plant. We appreciate what you do. Look, Hinckley got his second chance, and he's out there singing in front of crowds. But a person who never got a second chance was James Brady. James Brady's life was destroyed by this man, and his life was greatly shortened by this man. And nobody talks about the suffering of the victim in these crimes. They talk about they want to take our guns. Indeed, Mr. Plant, it's their sons.
Yep, that's a fact. It's not our guns, it's your sons. Stop raising criminals. Stop raising psychopaths. Stop raising looters and shooters and arsonists and rioters and racists and anti-Semites. And I'm speaking to the entire Democrat Party here. And people, you know, Democrats, I think, shouldn't be allowed to be parents. What do you think? That might be a good in about 20 years, we'd have a much better country.
Amen, Mr. Plant. God bless you.
Yeah, thanks, Phil. Yeah, honestly, Democrats are the problem, and they're kids. The problem is not our guns, which they want to strip away from us by force, because, as you know, famous Biden administration official said, they agree with Chairman Mao that all power comes from the barrel of a gun, and they want to take away our guns so that, like in all communist countries around the world, all totalitarian regimes, only the man has guns, only Mr. Charlie has the guns. And, yeah, they can't wait to go see John Hinckley strum his guitar. Pretty amazing stuff. Poor John, another concert canceled.
Ah! Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.